Vague Idea. This is a comedy trivia podcast. I'm Nate Regolia. Each week, we are talking about things that we watch and other things that we like because there's no way to be around other people right now. With me, as always, is Shannon Page. Shannon, how are you?
Hey, Nate, I'm good.
Hey. We're linked in by Zoom. I'm going to say via satellite because Zoom sounds lamer. I think via satellite makes it feel like we're all cool. And
just send it to Zoom.
You know, yeah. Zooming. We're just zooming around. Shannon, anything going on this week? Anything, any craziness, any chaos?
Anything going on? Nothing's going on, Nate. What the fuck kind of question is that? All right, go ahead, Shannon.
I was trying to think. I loaned my dog out to my mom because she was feeling the pressure of being all by herself. And so now I'm feeling the pressure of being all by myself because I have no dog to entertain me.
What interest rate are you getting on that dog loan?
I'm not charging her interest because, you know, birth.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's got.
What time does that expire?
I was going to say. Get a lot of mileage out of that.
Yeah.
Is your mom Catholic? Because she's throwing that guilt at you.
she's taken the best guilt scenarios from every religion and melded them all into her own personalized version of guilt.
Into a super she's guilt implement.
She's a guiltologist.
It's guiltaturgy, the act of melding guilt together into a super guilt. So Shannon, we've got guests this week.
I know, exciting.
Isn't it wild? This is crazy. Who would have thought? Who thought that there would be other humans and we'd interact with them again? Given that it seems that we never will. Really. Why would we bother?
Truth.
I hate people, but not that much.
So our first guest is Micah White has returned to the show. Micah, how are you?
Ooh, I'm first. Reparations. I am good, Nate. How's it going?
Oh, you know, just hanging in, trying to daily convince myself of various things that seem like horrible compromises / bad ideas that people in power talk about. So that's cool.
Well, hey, keep it up, man. On a scale of C minus to F, I'm a solid C minus minus.
Ooh, C minus. That's great. So you got negative extra credit.
Oh, yeah. Teacher's pet.
Yeah. All right. Well, welcome. Welcome to the show. And and Alyssa Babel's back, too. Alyssa, how are you?
I have seen better days.
Well, you're on the front lines, as our nomenclature has termed it, so that we can...
I'm front line adjacent.
Call them heroes. Right.
Crocs is sending me a free pair of ugly shoes.
Yeah,
so that's cool.
Nice.
Everybody.
I don't know when I'm ever gonna get them. But
that's worth imminent death.
Yeah.
Sorry, too real. Sorry.
No. Hey.
Right. Like I treat cancer patients, and everybody wears a mask. Like I'm gonna be okay. But the fact that I had the Rona and then returned to work, that's problematic on my end. I don't like it, but I feel
had
like
the
I
Rona?
Should have been quarantined. I have the Rona.
Yeah. Talk about that briefly. Yeah. It's a lot of, since our listeners probably haven't, or I don't know, maybe they have.
Hopefully not.
Well, Alyssa, before you do listeners, I want everyone to know she quarantined for at least 48 hours, so everyone's fine. Everything's fine.
Yeah.
I stayed home for 2 weeks, and during that entire time, trying to upgrade my cell phone. And it finally worked at the end of my 2 weeks, and I drove to Boulder and I got my new phone. I think the hardest part, it was for me, it was a very mild case, but I had shortness of breath, but not to the point, it's just kind of like the way I had it was moving to Colorado again, having no altitude experience. So I was going up the stairs super slow, dragging ass. And I coughed and it hurt. and I suffered body aches, which was awful. I'm the worst being sick with body aches. But basically, I was miserable and tired the whole time, but not too miserable. Like, I threw caution to the wind. I was like, well, there's nothing to treat it, so I just drank a bunch.
Would you recommend it?
Drinking while sick with the Rona?
No, just the
Rona. Oh, drinking, yes. I cannot give it any thumbs up,
okay,
personally. And I seriously had a very mild case. Like, there's people literally dying from this, and I was just like, oh, I'm sick. Oh.
Wait, people are dying?
I mean, what? Only like 50,000 people or something. It's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, I think we need to know that it's serious shit. And Alyssa, you're a young, virile, healthy person.
Except for that Rona.
I mean, so like, I'm very fortunate in that me and one of my best friends, both the gal I traveled to Mexico with and came back, we both got it around the same time. So we still get to hang out. We just don't do it as much.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. And
so, right. We decided not to social distance because we both got it, and probably from each other. Oh, calm down. It's nothing.
Like, oh. Okay. Hey, you know, girl on girl is really ragging my rocks off.
That's interesting, because that's not what you showed us last time we zoomed, Michael.
Yeah, 0-2.
hey, we're existing in a perpetual...
I have one not social distance friend.
Yeah.
Oh, hey now.
It's the worst, and I hate it. It's awful.
Oh, you mean a friend who isn't social distancing?
Oh, no. I like having one friend who doesn't social distance from me.
Oh, okay. There. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Good.
Because, like, I borrowed her rug doctor. Oh, my God. Shampooed all the carpets.
Now I'm getting hot and bothered. Borrowed her rug doctor.
Oh, my God.
I've never been
so excited to shampoo some rug. You know what I mean?
What do you think the student loan payments are on getting a doctorate in rug cleaning?
Well, I have my... This thing is right behind me. That blue thing, if you can see it.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's a doctor. I've seen several doctors in my life, and that is a doctor.
That's Dr. Rugg. He's a beast.
Dr. Rugg! He's a red doctor!
I feel like Dr. Rugg tells you to get down on all fours and spread them, and that's...
Daddy!
No, he really only just tells you to bend over a little bit because he's a little doctor.
Oh, okay.
He's not super tall, so you kind of have to hunch down to get to him and press his buttons the right way.
Sounds burst.
Well, hey, guys, this week we're going to talk about a show that Shannon and I both care about quite a bit, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, which ran from like 1997 until 2003, I think, or 2.
The fuck is that?
I did actively watch TV in those years.
Yeah, me too. Missed it.
Well, Alyssa, you were like 9. Micah, you could have watched TV, but chose not to.
I graduated school in 2005. I was a little more...
And also, fuck you. Don't... Who... What the fuck?
I'm the baby. Gotta love me. Okay.
Micah, you're old, right? You could have watched it.
Well, before we talk about Buffy, because fucking who cares, I will say...
I'm more familiar with Buffet.
Alyssa, is that a Friends reference?
Maybe.
Gross. White people are the worst.
No. I'm sorry. It's true. Can confirm.
You made a reference that I have a story about, which I might have told on this podcast. I don't listen to it, so I'm not sure.
Dinosaurs?
I'm sure people will be happy. Whoever listens enough that they'll
want
to hear it again.
Well, good, he's telling the dinosaurs story again. I can hear all their clicks now. They're already listening if they're here, I guess, but they're telling all their friends.
Yeah, you know, it's like the time that Hemingway was like, hey, I beat up a guy once, and they're like, yeah, tell me again.
Tell us again, Ernie.
You know what else he did? He shot himself in the face.
Spoiler alert.
He did.
So So in, I want to say, oh God, sixth or seventh grade. I could look up the year. I don't really care. I went to 4-H camp. 4-H camp.
What's that?
What does H stand for, Micah?
Oh, I knew you were going to ask me. Head, is it, heart, is it, hands, and health. Is that right?
I think so.
I think the last one is heteronormative.
Well, that's why I left. But. I also quit the Boy Scouts. How are they doing? My point is. So I thanks, Nate. I appreciate the guy in the next room laugh there. That was good. I really.
So weird too. So we can all see each other, but Nate is just like hidden himself for some reason. So it is.
Yeah, like, he's like fucking Zoltan or something from.
Specifically said he wants the audio to be good, so he's removing himself from the video.
Yeah, I don't know because fucking... my internet isn't so good.
Oh, you also have a potato for internet.
Well, fucking upgrade, man. We're going to be like this for a while.
They're supposed to come and install new internet sometime. This
great.
Don't worry. I'm really on it. I'm trying to do something.
Yeah, and my HOA said I was going to have a new fence like last May, and it's basically this May.
You know, Nate, oh. I mean, this, you can cut this for the show, but you never do. You could have had it like me. I mean, I don't want to jack my own dick, but I've got some pretty good internet over here. I could record.
You could have had a bad bitch, is what he said.
Yeah. We could record for you and then get you the raw files.
Yeah, give me some raw files.
You want me to give it to you raw, Daddy? No. I'm glad this is on video for at least Alyssa. If Alyssa wasn't on video, Shannon wasn't on video, I would hang up. I would hang up because I'm just saying shit and waiting for reactions. This is so satisfying.
Okay, I'm gonna try to be on video for a little bit again. We'll see. Oh. But if I get another one of these weird hiccupy things, I'm gonna have to step up.
No, go back.
Oh my God, it's your face.
No, anyway, dinosaurs. Oh, that's creepy.
Yeah.
Speaking of dinosaurs. So I went to 4-H camp in the summer of, oh, let's call it 95, 96, whatever the fuck year that show ended. And I missed the series finale of, you guessed it, Dinosaurs.
Oh, when they all basically toss themselves, or the volcano erupts? I have it all on DVD.
I thought I did. I've got 6 stories, and 2 of them are about the show Dinosaurs.
And it's because it's the most compelling series finale for a show like that it could be.
I feel like I should rewatch it.
I talked about last time.
Running a parallel.
Well, punchline, I've still never watched it 25 years later. I've still never watched
it. Do you want me to drop it on your front porch?
Yeah, drop it in my DMs. That'd be dope.
Yeah. I have the physical DVDs.
Like, I heard you. I don't doubt. Why would you lie about that? I believe you, girl.
I'm very passionate about dinosaurs.
5 minutes later, she's like, JK, don't have it, sucker.
Fooled you, bitch.
Got him.
It's just a bunch of Land Before Time bootleg.
Right? I'm just going to drop all my, like, scratched up copies of Jurassic Park on a court. Like,
they're dinosaurs.
Fucking dinosaurs.
Yeah, what about it?
Why are there so many tracking marks during this Jeff Goldblum shirtless sequence?
That's like when he laughs, right? He's like,
can I tell you a story about Jeff Goldblum?
Yeah, please do.
This week's episode is actually about dinosaurs.
yeah. Fix the post. We got a new topic. Jeff Goldblum. So he put out. I forget if he put out a whole jazz album, or if he just did a couple. I think he put out an album.
What?
And you know who I else just, did? Wilford Brimley.
Oh, the oatmeal rag. Oatmeal rag.
A jazz album. Even.
But the B side was Diabetes. Diabetes.
Diabetes.
Actually, his tunes are so sweet, you get diabetes.
Mm. Oh, man. 4 stars, anyway, would recommend.
What about Jeff Goldblum?
I was looking him up when, I swear he put an album out. I think he put either, I watched a YouTube video of him, put it that way. And he, in LA, for the longest time, I don't think this is still happening, would show up at some room, I forget where, on Sunday nights and just play fucking jazz. And as soon as I read that, I was like, I go to LA 3-4 times a year back when we could leave the house. And I was like, I will book a trip around this to watch Jeff Goldblum fucking around the piano. And he's not awful. It's not like the John Benjamin album where he's just like slamming on the keys, which is also fantastic. He legit plays piano and like does jazz. Like, I'm not gonna call him, you know, fucking Coltrane or Ellington, but he holds his own. I would totally be like, what did you do in LA? I went to see Jeff Goldblum play jazz.
You know what's really interesting is that
no follow-up questions.
Huge internet thread about how Jeff Goldblum is a creepy, almost rapist.
This is my surprise face.
That's it's very not surprise very surprised face. Looking.
He's rapier than Bill Cosby. Of course he's a rape. I mean, I don't want to get lost.
He just hasn't been caught yet. Like, I was just blissfully unaware. I should just assume all men are rapists. Sorry, Nate.
Why sorry, Nate? I'm right here.
I mean,
but Micah, you're literally never going to rape anybody. Not at least of my
own. Well, I don't know. The last time I was on the show, I was certainly going to jail. It might not have been rape, but it wasn't good.
I'm going to go ahead and go on the record and say I'm not going to either. But
I appreciate that. I just trust white men less than I trust Micah.
Appreciate you. Right back at you, boo.
I also trust white men less than Alyssa. That's nice to know.
So yeah, jazz. Anyway.
Hey, I'm glad you went on the record with that, though. Way to take a stance.
Yeah, it's good.
I will never have sexual relations outside of my marriage.
Oh.
That's your vow, Nate, because I'm not in a marriage.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, sure. Well, I mean, I'm not going to, so...
Yeah,
you're not gonna follow the vow?
I hope your wife listens to the podcast.
She's been on it.
But yeah. I mean, Micah, you've already proven being on it does not mean you listen to it.
Doesn't mean shit.
Nope.
Oh, dinosaurs.
So guys,
still haven't watched it.
Yeah. Great way of just talking about history, which is dinosaurs were killed off by a natural
disaster.
The white man.
Probably. Yeah. It's just a meteor full of white men that came flying through the sky. Hey. And now the dog's at the window. come here. What is it?
It's that bitch Carol Baskin.
Yeah.
Oh my fucking god.
There's like a dude smoking in the alley for some reason. I don't know. But he sees him and he's a shape. So that's a thing. Hey, there we go. Tiger King background. Okay. Hey.
Nope. You know other things I don't watch? I have not watched and I will not watch Tiger King.
You're not going to watch it. All right.
Not going to do it.
I really
Shannon.
Want them to pair the good. Lion King
W. Bush
with
now?
Tiger King.
What?
You're George H.W. Bush now because you said not gonna die.
Wouldn't be pregnant. Not gonna die.
How do you pronounce nuclear?
Won't be fooled again.
Shannon has just become the Tiger. Oh,
wait. I was gonna say she's all the way gone. Yeah. No, I'm not gonna watch that, and I'm not on like, any high or mighty. Like a friend of mine posted, like, how can you people watch this? It was like all the animal abuse in this thing, and y'all are mad at the woman who was 19 years old and married her 40-year-old and kill or whatever. And I'm like, I don't care. That's not why I'm not gonna watch it. I just don't care.
He got what was coming to him, but she definitely killed him. Like the guy deserved it, but he did, and she did it for sure.
I believe you.
Yeah.
Might I recommend two podcasts ago, they covered Tiger King.
Oh, there are more podcasts? You've done this before?
This week. You've been heavily promoting it this week.
How many podcasts have you done?
What number is this? The 80th one?
Oh, you know what? It's not a plug because I haven't done one in 4 to 5 years. The only songs that matter on iTunes and at themichaelwhite.podbean.com, did 81 episodes of my podcast that I've not done in 4 years. So
you should bring it back.
You might be the impetus I've needed for years. Yeah, everyone wants it because, you know, Who can get enough of me? I didn't comb my hair today. Yeah, it's a fun thing. I just stopped because when I started hosting quizzes, remember quizzes? R.I.P.
Oh, man. Do you remember going out?
Yeah.
What's that?
I started putting all my effort into like the playlists. I started putting all my effort into playlists, and I was like, well, I don't have time to do that and do a fucking podcast that takes like 8 hours to do or post or whatever. So I stopped, but now I've got nothing. When I say I've got
time. Now you have all the time.
Holy crap, I couldn't have more.
Are you still working?
Does the unemployment office watch this podcast? Listen. Okay.
So you're currently furloughed or laid off?
I am working.
Oh, okay. Well, the way you're staring in that camera, I don't know that I believe you. Do you mean like I'm working it? Like that?
Work it? Let me work it. You know, people didn't know for 25 years that she was saying it backwards. Oh my god, amazing!
It's literally just backwards. They just flipped it and reversed it.
And reversed it, bridging his own. There it is. Yeah, VA. Yeah,
nice. You both flipped it and reversed it too in trying to get it right. Great.
It takes a village.
Tie all together. So neither of you watched.
I have seen an episode or three.
Okay,
and, you know what I seen the movie show was based on.
Yeah, Christy Swanson, yeah, etc.
Who was in the movie? Who was the big star?
Wasn't it Spike? Wasn't Spike already in the movie?
Christy Swanson and Luke Perry.
Yeah.
Really? Was she Buffy?
Sutherland and Pee Wee Herman.
Mm-hmm. Paul Rubens was in the movie?
He was a vampire.
That was...
And David Arquette. I'm just dropping
it. Whipping it out, right?
Hillary Swank, Ben Affleck.
Okay, someone studied. Fine, it's great. We get it.
I didn't. I just know it.
That's just how obsessed they are, Micah. We're literally opposite of our hosts.
And then on TV, the Buffy, which I gather you're trying to get to, the Buffy was, what, Sarah Jessica Parker on TV? That was the Buffy?
Sarah Michelle Gellar. But yeah, Sarah Jessica Parker's a great guess. Three names starts with a Sarah. I like it.
If it was Sarah Parker, I would imagine she would have been a vampire with that nose.
Well, it would have been Buffy the Vampire Horse, first of all, yeah.
Oh,
it would have been easier to put that vampire funky nose makeup on her because she's got a lot more real estate to work with.
Buffy wide a long face.
Be that as it may, I do like Sarah Jessica Parker. I just don't like her face.
Same.
So what have you guys been watching during the quarantine?
Oh, I finished season 3 of Ozark. Ozark, anybody?
I'm balls deep in True Blood right now.
Oh,
different
oh,
vampires.
Is that the Rug Doctor? Is that where you're seeing the Rug Doctor?
I have not seen Ozark. I have seen True Blood, but not a while.
Is True Blood one of those free HBO shows right now? Mm-hmm. I'm kind of pissed about that, by the way. We fucking pay for HBO. What the fuck?
Oh my god, $15 a month. Be calm. If you don't watch it all the time, like, I don't give a shit. Like,
listen, Whitey.
Problem.
You don't get to tell me to be calm. President Obama.
He's already told everybody to calm down.
President Obama today, he endorsed, I don't want to timestamp this. President Obama a few weeks ago endorsed.
No secret.
happy Labor Day, folks. President Obama endorsed Joe Biden today. And this guy I follow on.
A couple days Twitter. After Bernie endorsed him.
A couple days. Okay, Whitey, here we go. And this is exactly what I was going to. No, you go first.
No, I don't. I have no bias. I've seen a lot of stuff that seems to remark on this as being important, and I don't think it's important. So I'm not.
I hate everything, and I want Elizabeth Warren back immediately.
Yeah. Well, I got bad news for you.
I know. I'm pretty used to never getting what I want. It's fine.
My smart money, and I don't like to be wrong on tape. I think she's his pick. I think she I'll put it this way. I think she should be his pick.
Yes, she should be. Kamala should not be.
Kamala should not be, because the problem is Kamala, what's she going to deliver him? California? Like, what does that help? Yeah. The black vote? Like, what is she?
It won't be the black vote, I'll tell you that, based on what I see on Facebook.
Bernie, in that second when white people thought he was going to get the nomination, he needed Kamala because.
He's too old.
Well, everyone's too fucking old. Can we not have a 70-year-old do anything, frankly? Can everyone just die at 70? Can we configure the COVID 70 just kill every... I mean, no offense. But yeah, can we just kill everyone, all the septuagenarians and beyond, the octogenarians, nonagenarians, centenarians, something? I can't say that.
Yeah, then anyway. We can get all their property and millennials will actually have a shot at, you know...
No, boo-boo. Not we. We. The black people get all the property. Reparations, bitches!
Okay, but maybe like 60-40, white people take 40, black people take 60?
We'll take 3/5. I get it, Alyssa. Jesus Christ.
Oh, shit.
My numbers... No,
well, what's funny is your math was 3/5. You said 60.
Yeah, I was like... It is 3/5. Well,
you're just conditioned to start at 60-40, aren't you?
You got me there. Sorry. That was accidental racism.
Oh, we just call that racism.
I just want a little piece of the pie, you know? Mm-hmm. Take 90. I don't give a shit. As long as I get a house, hey, who cares?
Deal. Great negotiation. I agreed to 60 and you gave me 90.
We'll give you everything. Just give me a house.
I was going to agree to 40. I didn't know which side you had me on. I was going to take either one, but then you gave me 90, so that's great. Well,
reparations, you get that little extra boost.
So Obama. Warren, because all the Bernie people need, I think most would calm down if Warren was on the ticket, because as much as the two of them tried to make it look like they weren't the same person during the fucking race, they are. So it's basically like having Bernie on the ticket, which can't happen because Biden promised, not that he remembers, that he would have a woman on the ticket. So you give Warren, hey, it's female Bernie in a wig. So there's that. Stamp that. Obama.
Fingers crossed. Biden gets a brain tumor, dies. I get my Elizabeth Warren.
Oh. While fucked up in many levels.
I don't give
the largest
wishful thinking.
The largest issue is if Biden dies, they'll fucking get Cuomo in there, probably. They'll be like, well, while we're resetting everything.
While we're still trying to garbage up our nation, but in a different way.
Yeah, it's time for the new garbage.
Yeah. Obama endorsed Biden there, and all the people on the internet were being like, ooh, ooh, courageous. Way to endorse the only nominee left in the race. To which I say, one, just fuck off. Two, a white friend of mine, I'm not naming names. His name's Danny. He posted a link on Twitter from Medium that's like, fuck you, Obama. Well, you're sitting on the sidelines. Where the hell have you been, Obama? And he's like, yeah, fucking thanks, Obama. And I was like, or counterpoint, black people are fucking tired. You know what? We're tired of carrying this fucking country that doesn't want to be saved. So you know what? Fuck you. Why fuck Obama? Where's fucking Bush? Where's fucking Clinton? Where's fucking, you know, where's fucking, oh, or any other white president? Oh, yeah, all of them. Yeah. Where is anybody? Like, why are you be like, why isn't Obama? Because the article was like, Obama hasn't done enough. He's been laying low since 2017. I'm like, yeah, he fucking has. Because you know what? He's not the fucking president anymore. And you know what? White people, I'm talking about Mitch McConnell mainly, so don't at me, Michael White. Mitch McConnell vowed to make his presidency a living hell from day one or two. So you know what? Fuck you. I get tired reading Twitter comments in like 1 hour. Can you imagine what 8 years of white people was like?
Oh, yeah.
I yield the floor. I yield my time.
I have a lifetime of white people, and technically, so do you. So, yes.
Good point, Micah. Like, no other presidents are called to do anything other than show up at the funerals of other presidents.
Thank you.
Slash open their libraries, right? Like,
yeah, yeah.
Throughout my lifetime, nobody was like, well, why isn't Ronald Reagan stepping up to continue something? It's like, no, well, I mean, one, he was dead, but...
Well, he'd be wondering the same thing.
Yeah.
forgot he was doing it.
Alzheimer's.
He forgot he was doing it.
He forgot he was doing it.
Give me some jelly beans. I'm just going to chew my way through the speech. You'll do.
You know, it's funny how Joe Biden has a slight resemblance to Spike the Vampire.
Oh, don't, no, 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 no! Don't weave it back to fucking Bethy. We're not doing that.
Oh no. Okay. Never mind. This is Micah's reparations episode. So,
all right.
Never mind.
There's a title. I'll listen to that.
I'm okay with this. If this is what this is,
this is what it's evolved into.
I can talk about Buffy next week.
Yeah. Fucking next week. No, no. Keep trying.
Most of my enjoyment more entertaining.
Most of my enjoyment is shooting it down. So no, don't stop. But yeah, I don't even remember refilling my glass. Anyway,
I thought you were still in your first glass.
Oh, honey.
I mean, this is almost my second whole glass of wine on the Melissa pour anyway.
It's happy hour and the discounts are fantastic. Can I just tell you, I'm not here to talk money. Like, I'm rich, but I'm not here to talk money. I did some loose math on how much money I was saving by not leaving the fucking house.
Oh, I don't want to think about that.
No, oh, I do want to think about that. That's my stimulus. Like, you can keep your $1,200 check.
No, take it anyway.
I mean, yeah, I'll take it.
My $1,200 check is paying for a scuba trip, so I mean, I'm...
Oh, self-contained underwater breathing apparatus.
That's right. Underwater breathing apparatus.
Why is
there Scuba me, daddy.
Anyway, I won't reveal the numbers, but they were quite staggering.
Oh, I know. I've been out with you before.
I think we're all realizing. There's a meme that it boils it down way too much, but it's sort of the meme that's like, hey, it turns out all of my hobbies are just going out and drinking.
Yeah.
And yeah. I feel seen.
I feel personally attacked. Because even a quiz, what am I doing? I'm drinking.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I used to always
except
be like,
I'm drinking for free.
Well, right. And I used to be like, it's a warm meal and free drinks and stuff. I was like, yeah, but I'm still, you know, did I really leave it at the tab? Not really ever.
I'm just horrified by how much I'm desperately wanting someone else to cook me dinner. Like, I've been cooking myself dinner for fucking ever now. And it's like an eternity. And I'm like, can somebody else cook me dinner? Well, I had the Rona. Somebody actually dropped off a pot of hot soup. And I was like, thank God. I don't have to do anything myself. It was amazing.
You can order food. That's a thing. So.
That's what I've been doing.
I don't
three nights
pay
a week.
For it either.
Yeah. Well,
like as a quiz master, like you get accustomed to just not having to pay things and then just drop a $5 for a tip or, you know, however much.
Yeah,
you're like, here's some change. See you later.
healthcare worker muscle here and be like, hey, I would like this for free. Can you help
tomorrow,
me?
Tomorrow we are getting a free lunch from somebody from somewhere. We don't know who and who paid for it, but somebody paid for it.
Idiomatically, there's no such thing as a free lunch. Let's talk about that. What's that, guys?
Wow.
How is there no things are free? Oh, wait, it's because you could die. That's
it's free for me, and that's all I care about.
Yeah.
My dad went a little crazy for Easter, and he ordered an Easter dinner for 8 people.
For how many people?
For himself.
Jesus. Talk about isolation.
Was steak involved?
Local businesses.
It was
how much was it?
Ham, black-eyed peas, green beans, biscuits, creamed corn, turnip greens, hush puppies, macaroni and cheese, potato salad. I know
DM me his address. I will just go in his backyard and be like, slide a fucking plate out the door.
Get some leftovers on the porch and all that.
He showed up at my place on Easter Sunday. And he didn't want to actually converse with me because he's totally freaked out and isolating. But he just
was that why? Was that,
he just
was
opened
that why?
His trunk and was like, there's food in the back.
Oh, that's hilarious.
He like cracked the window and be like, get your shit.
Get the food out of the back. And then I close it. Okay, thank you. Bye.
I got the hookup.
And I would love that to happen to me on a weekly basis. Somebody just drops food off that I didn't have to pay for or cook or prepare, and I can just dig in and then be done and be happy.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
That's all I want. I just want to go back to my literal regular routine. Somebody else makes me dinner and I don't have to pay for it.
Nate's just out here adjusting his exposure, which is fun to watch.
All he has to hear do us? Can is he, slide to well, the right.
Like he bobbing my head around trying to.
Yeah, every time. Yeah, you can, yeah, bright, yeah, dark, bright, dark.
Well, I'm trying to block the backlighting.
Don't you have curtains?
In the time of coronavirus?
I feel like that's a white people thing to have curtains or at least blinds.
It is certainly a white people thing. I already told Nate before in the meeting before the show. That's what they always say on The View. When we talked about this in the meeting before the show,
Did you tell him to put some foil up?
Hashtag Meghan McCain. I told him if we were doing video, I would give him the good light. But we're not doing video, so I turned it off.
Ooh.
Oh, I got lights. Yeah. Let's see my lights.
I like it.
nobody listening to this knows that your lights are so much better than our lights.
Yeah, we've had a few moments of great radio. Can I tell you a story about Letterman that I might tell you before? Letterman turned 73 on Sunday, by the way.
Nobody cares. Literally no one cares, except maybe his five-year-old baby.
Or his 17-year-old son. Anyway,
I like Letterman.
Thank you. Yeah, fuck you, Alyssa.
Is that kid not five anymore?
No, you know how is he's not.
I'm gonna
fucking
give you 10 reasons why that guy can eat a
Hey-o, dick. Paul, hit it. Top 10.
Oh no.
I'll tell you two Letterman stories. One will be about The Thing, and then this one will be about
Letterman's Thing.
Uh-huh.
You're gonna tell us a story about Letterman's Thing?
About The Thing, not his dick. Although related.
The Kurt Russell thing or the new thing?
No. And then now you made me forget what the first thing was. Jesus Christ. Now I got to skip right to the second. Why did I bring up Letterman? I brought him up, right?
It was his birthday?
Yeah, you totally did.
It was his birthday.
Lighting. Yeah, that's kind of it.
Video versus good radio.
Yeah, fuck y'all. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Shannon. Shannon did it, actually. Shannon saved it. Great. So, in the early 2000s, CBS... I knew someone was going to do that, and it was probably going to be Alyssa. CBS, that was a bit on Late Night with Conan O'Brien, which was
we know.
Late Night with David Letterman, full circle. But Letterman, in like 2003, CBS decided to start simulcasting the show on radio. So it was just like at 11:35 at night.
Oh, I remember that.
They would just play the show on the radio after Opie and Anthony or whatever the fuck was on the radio. To celebrate this first simulcast, David Letterman had fireworks. And he said, oh, yeah, this is great for radio. He just put out these beautiful fireworks on like 53rd Street or whatever. He was like, oh, yeah. Oh, do you hear those? And then he was like, Paul, we could have just played a sound effect and not even spent the money on the fireworks because no one could see them. Ah, and Paul's like, oh, fireworks.
I'm like 99% sure that you've told that story on this podcast before.
I hope I have. I told you I have six stories. Two about dinosaurs.
You know what I was doing while you told that story? I was watching an ad for blow drying your hair for a product I already have.
I'm excited.
Right
prospect
here next to me.
The podcast is a clip show. What it's turning into. He's gonna rehash some stuff.
Do you remember when I told this story?
Yeah. Gosh, you know that was
back when
episode where we talked about.
So second Letterman's story
is
The Thing. The Thing was the affair. Shannon, you seem to like Letterman. Did you see the episode when he came clean about the affair?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I remember it happening.
I didn't see the episode, though.
It's on YouTube. I'll send the link. So it's amazing. The way that Dave, because the thing about Dave, and on the week of him, in the time of coronavirus, on the week of his birthday, I like to wax poetic about Mr. Letterman. But I'll wax on.
He wants to wax his pole.
I'll probably wax off later, you know what I'm saying? My point is, Alyssa.
We're all alone, so sure.
Tonight, I finally got the eye on my own.
You remember when I asked you what the name of that song was, Micah, on your birthday?
Uh-huh.
I was like, yeah, oh, I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, so he's called alone, bitch. It's right there in the time, in the course. Anywho, so I would watch Letterman, like many a fan. Not because it was a thing. I would watch Letterman every night religiously. I started around 2000.
I knew somebody would do that. I knew it would be Micah.
Callback. Oh, and I watched pretty much religiously for the last 15 years until he retired on May 20th, 2015. And he didn't watch Dave to see, oh, who's on Dave tonight? Yeah, no one gets money. Like Jay, you're like, ah, who's on Jay tonight? You're like, oh, Brad Pitt's on. Oh, I'll watch Brad Pitt. I don't know why you would talk like Jay when you were seeing who was on the show, but in case you did. So Dave just has this way of telling a story. He's not a talk show. He wasn't a talk show host. He was a broadcaster, you know? Like, he was just, he would look right into that camera and talk right to you. And he starts a story about how, so I woke up the other morning, I get in my car to come into the city at 6 a.m. and there's a box on my front seat. There's a box in my car, and I thought, whoa, that's kind of weird, right? There's a box in my car.
Yeah,
and I opened the package.
Cars are already boxes. Why would you put a box in a box?
Nate, if you're going to interrupt, at least add to it. So, anyway.
Well, Micah does this. I'm going to attempt to put on fake eyelashes because I don't care about Dave Letterman.
Now, Nate, last tutorial. Well,
let's say, Nate, as host, you can mute.
That's for the video version only.
So he, so he's like, oh, a box. So, you know, I open the package, and I'm like, oh, what's this say? And it says, I know what you're doing. I know things about you. And he pauses. And the audience goes, ha 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 ha. Now, I'll jump ahead. The audience is laughing this whole time. It sounds like a bit. Sounds like a bit the whole time. He's like, yeah. I know things about you that you don't want people to know. He's like, ooh. And so it says, I want $2 million for to keep quiet. And the audience kind of laughs. And he says, $2 million. He says it again, and people are like, oh, he's serious. $2 million. The guy was bribing him because he was fucking his assistant. And he knew because he was like her new boyfriend or something. And he worked on 60 Minutes. It was a whole thing. And when he said the how much the money was, like, actually, I think it was the first time he said it, like $2 million. I was like, oh shit, this is serious. Because he's saying it in this lackadaisical kind of like, have I done bad things? Yes, I have. And everyone's like, ha ha ha. Have I slept with people that work for me? Yes, I have. And people are like, huh.
Definitely. That's and not then he's like, but okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Setting up.
Yeah, like, where are we going? I'm with you, because they prepped you at the pre-show, just laugh and think about it later. So they were laughing. They're like, ha ha. And then he's like, I got blackmailed for $2 million. I was like, oh shit. And it's just amazing. YouTube it. I'll send you a link. YouTube, it's amazing just how he could tell that story in a way that wasn't like, hey, creep, how are you sleeping with a girl that was like 35 years younger? You know, no one's even thinking that. They're like, oh, gosh, how did you get blackmailed? And I'm not here to judge. He wasn't married. He had been with a woman for 25 years. He wasn't married. He married her after that.
That's like common law. It counts.
Mm-hmm. More to the point, she married him after that. And had a baby that is not 5 years old, but is 16 or 17 at this point, Harry.
I like the idea that you get blackmailed and you're just like, fuck you, blackmailer. I'm going to tell
him. I'm going on TV. Yeah, because the man has
watch me, bitch.
More than $2 million in his bank account. Not that I have access, but I'd go on a limb. And he was like, yeah, I can make this go away tomorrow, but fuck it. I'll just go on my show and like call it out and be like, nope.
Come
and the
clean.
Guy went to jail. Guy went to jail.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, blackmailing is illegal. You gotta do it.
It sure is.
You gotta do it, like, way more, like, on the down low. You can't just say, oh, $2 million, and you know.
Wire it to Micah White.
Yeah, like, don't,
you know how
first
many
of all, you don't expose yourself.
No.
If blackmailing wasn't a plot point. I mean, half of The Liars was blackmailing. How many CW shows wouldn't last if blackmailing wasn't a thing?
I'm pretty sure that's what sustained Smallville.
Yes, half of Smallville, forever. Half of Pretty Little Liars. Like, every teen drama is people getting afraid of being blackmailed. So,
are there any CW or WB shows that you or Nate used to watch?
I'm not trying anymore.
Player was a CW.
Were we not here to talk about Smallville? I got way more knowledge of that.
But
here's a question.
I'm really into Riverdale. Let's talk about Riverdale.
Oh. Guys, this eyelash glue ain't shit because it's super old and it's not gummy at all.
I have two shows I want to ask you about. One, have you ever watched The Tomorrow People? You two look like CW people.
No.
No.
Watch that.
Yeah, I don't even know it streams. The show was stupid. But I used to watch it. It was fun. I think there was a hot guy. Anyway, The Tomorrow People, that's one. And then two, I just started, because Netflix is shoving it down my throat, I just started All American with Taye Diggs. Anyone seen that?
I like Taye Diggs, but I have not seen that show.
It's originally a CW show that I think that they're showing on Netflix. So
Taye Diggs can get it. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, he could get it. He could have got it. He could get it again.
He could just have it.
I don't know what Adina Menzel was thinking, letting that go. Adele Dazeem fucked up.
I'm looking up The Tomorrow People. I've never seen this before.
Yeah. It's a real show, right? What was the run? It was like two or three seasons?
Just one.
Oh. Well, you know what? There's a lot of injustice in this world.
The Boston with amazing abilities are being hunted down by agents of Ultra.
Yeah. That's the
all right, so they're bandwagoning on the superhero genre of the time.
It's the closest I've ever gotten to watching a superhero show. I don't give a fuck about
superheroes. Does the CW make anything other than superhero shows? This is a really
Hey, Ina. Is it Ina Garten or Ina Garten? I always fuck up her name. Whoever she is. Ina Garten.
I know. Yeah. This is
fucking Magnum over here.
She made the giant Cosmo. I was like,
the quarantine Cosmo. Mm-hmm. Like, me.
Yeah, that was while I had the Rona.
Was that Cupcake?
Oh, yes. It's not Chardonnay. I'm a classier person than that. It's Prosecco.
Nice.
Oh, Prosecco.
It's my absolute favorite wine. Cannot recommend it enough. 10-ish bucks a bottle, depending on where you can get it. Sometimes I get it for 9. Very exciting.
Oh.
But the liquor store right next to my house it's not the cheapest, but it's right there. They always have it. So
YouTube Letterman's Affair.
I can't say that.
Part where we ask you if you want to plug anything, you can plug the liquor store by your house.
Yeah. Please, listen. There's a format.
I've scared them enough. Like, I don't.
I'll get a plug. The liquor store by my house.
Yeah, I didn't just start plugging my extinct podcast, The Only Songs That Matter, available on iTunes and on MichaelWhite.podbean.com.
I don't even know what the liquor store near my house is called. So
that place. That store.
If you know where I live, it's within walking distance. But if you don't, that's not my problem.
Oh, I know where you live.
Have you been to my house before I lived here, Micah?
Probably. Don't get the black light out. Black lights matter. My point is,
there's a green light in my basement staircase that I'm not a fan of. I don't know if that matters, but it really bothers me.
Oh my god. Yeah, Ozark's great though. You guys should watch Ozark. I recommend it.
It's got Jason Bateman in it, right?
Yeah.
I just want to see how many hesitations it would take you to get him out. It's got Jason.
If it had Jason Statham, I would actually definitely watch it.
There's a lot of people named Jason. That's my only hesitation.
If it had Jason Statham, it'd be going a lot differently. Oh my god.
Everybody would be getting murdered every episode, and I'm here for it.
Or fucked.
Yep, and I'm here for it. Jason Statham is like the bald man I want to see doing everything to everybody. Or The Rock. I'm fine with either one.
Oh, The Rock. Oh, I wish they would sub in The Rock for Jason Bateman season 4. That'd be fucking fantastic. You look Samoan now. Oh, God, I hope he's Samoan. Anyway.
No, he's just a big brown tattooed man. Oh, no.
Shannon's looking like, is this from a...
I was remembering that in one of the Fast and the Furious movies, they were like, oh, he's returning to his roots, and I'm trying to remember where they went.
It was like a strip club.
The Hobbs and Shaw was the first Fast and Furious movie I've ever wanted to watch, because it was only Jason Statham and The Rock, and I was like, done, I will see that. I saw it in theaters. They have my money. I'm proud of it. I don't care what anyone else thinks. I love garbage.
Oh, this is the first time I've ever been close enough to write. Johnson, hello, Dwayne The Rock.
Dwayne.
Is, is half black and half Samoan. Yay!
You didn't know that?
I did, but you know when you say it, you're like, oh, was that right?
He's been around a long time, Micah.
A long time.
He's been around for a long and strong time because of friction.
Alyssa, I have a question for you, Alyssa.
Micah, I have an answer maybe for you.
What is your favorite rock movie?
Oh God, that's so hard. Literally. oh gosh, it's gonna have to be.
It doesn't matter what your favorite rock movie is. That's all I was doing.
No, it doesn't matter.
That was a wrestling reference. You don't always ask questions and say it doesn't matter.
I have smelled what the cook is the rock is cooking.
What the cook is rocking? Can you smell what the cook is rocking?
Yes, I have also smelled that.
Everyone is Hobbs and Shaw.
I love that. It's so bad, and I love it.
They actually go back to Polynesia to fight.
Yeah, Zelda. It's Hawaii, I think.
Robo Man.
You know what the worst movie The Rock was in that I feel everyone loves?
Tooth Fairy.
Pain and Gain. Pain and Gain.
I fucking love that.
Am I wrong about that movie? Because everyone I talked to was like, oh my God, I love that movie. And I was like,
listen. Micah, it is literally the best adaptation of true crime movies.
Like, yeah, I love that it's real. I was like, I do.
Wild. Yes, no, that was my favorite part. And then I went back and I read about the real thing.
Shannon,
we talked about this on my first appearance on your podcast.
Your podcast. You sound like a mom that's mad at the dad. Like, that's your son.
I don't know what the fuck he did.
So there's homework.
No, if you'd like, Shannon, if you'd like to see it, send me your.
She has a DVD.
I will drop it on your porch on my way to drop Micah's off on his porch to watch Dinosaurs.
So there's homework. I won't watch Dinosaurs. Shannon should watch Pain and Gain. And then we should all watch Ozark. And then no one's going to watch Buffy. And then we can do another podcast. And we can circle up on our notes. How about that?
Yeah.
I'll just rewatch Dinosaurs instead of Ozark and call it good.
Just live tweet me Dinosaur. Just like text me like what's happening. Oh my God, they all died.
Every episode, I'm the baby, gotta love me.
No, fuck
mama.
That. Just the finale to be more specific. I don't want to be. How many seasons was that show? I feel like that show was on like 3 seasons.
Four.
It was 2 or 3, yeah.
Yeah.
Four.
I'm checking. Four. What is it going for? I don't think that's right.
I've got the DVDs to prove it.
No, I don't know about that. Television. 91 and 94. That sounds like 4. Jesus Christ. 4.
Yeah.
A long time right.
People in costumes.
Are they all single issue or is it like a 4-season box set?
It's 2 seasons in 2 boxes.
Oh, so twice you were like, yes, I should buy Dinosaurs, the TV show.
Yeah, I used to work at Fry's Electronics when it came out. I was like, I am buying that on the release.
You made that choice twice.
Another one. I can't. For a 4-season TV show, like I almost did that shit with Darman Greg, you know.
Oh, God. Well, two guys, a girl, and a pizza place not available. Jesus.
2 and a Half Men was also fucking not on my menu.
Ryan Reynolds. I sat behind Ryan.
What was Two Guys, a Girl, and a Pizza Place called before it was called that? Because it was
Two Guys and a Girl.
Okay.
No, that was after. It was called The Pizza Place first, I think. And then they lost the rights to The Pizza Place? I don't remember.
Yeah, because a known property, the Disney bought.
It's not delivery. It's DiBurgerno.
And the theme song was Blister in the Sun by The Violent Films, I believe.
Yeah.
Which came out in what year?
94?
87.
Everybody go. You said 97, Nate?
87.
Okay, 94, 87.
Oh, I was born in 87.
I'm 91.
No one cares, Alyssa. 91. 19, and I'm looking this up. I know this for a fact.
Oh, shit. Way earlier.
1982.
Oh, wow.
1982.
I think that's when my uncle was born. No, it is when my uncle was born. Because
it's the claps. Your uncle was born in 82. That's, first of all, fuck off. Second of all, it's the claps that make it timeless, though.
Yeah.
Wait, he's my uncle brother. Thank you.
Oh, that's weird. That made nothing better.
No,
he can't wait to share this on his wall. Like, listen to the whole thing, Albert. You will enjoy it.
I don't know about that.
It's not true. He hates it when I call him uncle brother. It really bothers him, and it's hilarious.
Anyway, has anyone watched Shrill on Hulu? A.D. Bryant?
Yes! Only
have we all watched that?
We've all watched
I've
it.
Only seen
New episode! We Shrill! Alyssa and Micah are back. That'd be accurate.
I relate to that very much. Bitchy, fatty, white Stop woman it. In a mildly professional environment, like, living my life.
I push back on your fatty. I push back on your fatty, but I will say, I love
her. I'm like,
I've only watched, like, the first season. I'm like half, not even, I don't think I'm even halfway through the second season. I love when she's just fucking out there. She takes her shit off. I'm like, yes, but you better get in that bed with that fucking hippie piece of shit.
I relate to her very, very much. My move to Denver has been very similar to some of her excursions. Like, don't look at me like that.
it's a really good show.
It's really good.
And I was kind of, you know, what I love is that you watch it and you're conflicted with them breaking up at the end of the most recent the season previous.
The first season
breaks up with.
I'm not conflicted. You gotta take that trash out.
I know, but like there were enough little peppered in endearing moments where you're like, oh. But you also are very excited that she's standing up and being like, hey, you're not good enough for me, because he's not. And that's
true. This is why I relate to this show so much.
Yeah, no.
I like the part where the black guy she bones is like, oh, you're seeing someone good. You got rid of that piece of shit. And she's like, no. It's fun.
Also, can relate sometimes. Have I put the trash in the trash can? Yes. Have I taken the trash out of my house?
Sometimes.
It's like, that's my roommate's job, taking things to the dumpster. I do the dishes, he takes the trash out. Like,
how long are these usually, Nate?
Episodes? I mean, it's all chaos now. So if you're feeling like wrapping up, I can wrap it up. I don't mind.
It's like an hour.
Is that what you also tell your wife?
Got him. That's
not a nice thing to say.
She knows.
That's a general question. I'm in.
Alyssa, she doesn't ask. She doesn't ask. She knows. She just hits the outro button, and he's like, "Oh yeah," and then we're good.
Yeah. I mean, I
and we're done.
Yeah, to a certain extent, she's going to tell me, like, yeah, I've heard this bit before. Let's just wrap this. That's fair.
Never stops me. Never stops me. I told at least one story I've told before, maybe two. It's hard to say.
That's fine. But I still maintain that Pain and Gain is the best true crime movie ever made.
Interesting.
Whether or not it is a good movie, it is the best true crime movie that has been made.
Yeah, it's not a good movie. So I will give you the true crime caveat if you so desire.
Mm-mm. Yeah, but I mean, The Rock did all the coke. It's hilarious.
Mm-mm.
And then, like, Mark Wahlberg playing his regular stupid self. Like, just gotta get jacked. Just gotta get jacked and, like, maybe
feel it, feel it.
Yeah, exactly.
Probably kill a minority of some kind in Boston.
Wow.
He kills the vibrations. Actually, it was in Miami. No. He drops his garbage Boston accent for a garbage Florida accent. Which
Florida, Miami accent, yeah.
I don't even know what that would be.
Yeah, what's the differential there?
My friend who lives in Florida says everyone in Miami is, like, trash. So.
Oof.
She's from Orlando.
I mean, there's a lot of oof going on, for sure.
I would say if you live in Florida, you're probably trash or trash adjacent.
I'm sorry, did someone spotlight Shannon? Why am I looking at Shannon?
I got that, too.
Nate, undo that. What the fuck?
Okay.
You just click it. Nate, you just click her again, I
think it's her in the corner. Oh, you put on a speaker view. I see. But I get nothing because.
Okay. Well, you're my reparations, Micah, because you speak the most. Oh. I'm just saying you're on my screen the most because you speak the most.
You're on my screen, and I'm like, why?
Me too. I'm just like, ooh, I should turn my camera off.
She's like, same, sis. Shannon left. Now we're looking at Shannon. Nate, fix this shit. Put it back on. Oh, I can do that. Oh, is this just me? I might have hit the button. I was fixing another beverage. I don't know
how any of this works anymore.
I see gallery now, so I don't care. I don't. It's fine. Everything's fine.
And I quote Nate, I'm not good at this computer stuff.
My internet's not great.
Yeah. Guys, this has been a lot of fun.
I hear the wife.
And we didn't do anything.
We did literally nothing. We touched on a lot of stuff. We tapped a lot of subjects.
This captures our little slice
dynamic.
And that's what matters.
Yeah.
This is kind of how I behave on the new Rona times. I just maybe I'll put fake eyelashes on. Maybe I'll put some makeup on. Maybe I'll pour a fucking triple size glass of wine. Who gives a shit?
You're going to literally live in the now.
So, YOLO.
So here's what I'm going to ask you guys, because
hang on before you do that, Nate.
Okay, Micah.
He's got to refill his drink.
No, I already did. I cannot remember how to pronounce that bitch's name. So now I'm just going to call you the Barefoot Alyssa.
Ina Gartner.
I just thought it. Garten. Gardner.
Whoops.
I'm a Garten.
Neither do I.
Go ahead, Nate.
Together.
It's your show. It's your show.
Teamwork makes the dream work, Micah. Yeah.
Look, you're two of our most beloved guests, and it has been a pleasure to spend this time with you to just kind of, you know, live in our reality, which is a time of chaos and a lot of just passion, you know? This is really good.
Sometimes the only way I can go to work the next day is a bottle of wine the night before.
Well, and hey, that should be something that's really a treatise on our systems as a whole.
I feel like healthcare workers.
There are a lot of weird words in that sentence. I can't let it go.
Frontline responders. Two things should never have to pay taxes again, and then always have free booze.
Well, first of all, Alyssa, and you're not wrong. You expressed that you are frontline adjacent, so I'm just hearing that as middle line.
That's fine, but I still count because I got my free cracks.
Free crack.
Crocs.
Oh, like. Crocs.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Not crack rocks, but Crocs as in the shoes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what that stands for.
I have like one mat in my room, and I'm trying not to look too crazy as I try. Oh my God.
Thank you guys so much for being on the show again this week. Micah muted himself for some reason. I don't know if that's...
Oh, well, yeah, because I wasn't talking to you. I'm a goddamn professional. I know what the fuck I did.
You know what?
But have you tried just
Micah
like
muted himself
instead of muting?
Micah, do you have anything that you want to plug? Anything you want people to do, anything that you're doing that people need to know about, whatever. What are you passionate about? What's going on?
If there are any gay guys out there, just send nudes.
Okay, great.
Oh, Alyssa?
Micah, where should they send them?
Facebook.com/MichaelWhite, Instagram.com/MichaelPWhite, Twitter.com/MichaelWhite. MicahPWhite@gmail.com. Fucking $ MicahPWhite at Cash App. Fucking MicahWhite@Venmo.
Okay.
All those are valid.
Those were a form of payment on Venmo, but I'm into it. Let's guys, if you want to send some nudes to Micah, I'm gonna follow up with you on this. We're gonna
male only, male only.
Can I be the first to send you a male nude? Because have I got the nude for you?
Have I got nudes for you?
His name is Chad, and he's delightful.
Oh, I love Chad.
Alyssa, do you have anything?
Wow, you walked into a hornet's nest and you asked the same question again. That's bold. That's leadership.
got a four. What am I going to do?
Two things. One, stay the fuck home so I can go out again.
Stay the fuck home.
Like, please, for the love of God, I want this all to end. And I've already had it, and I'm safe, but you're not. So stay the fuck home so, like, I can go to a karaoke bar, or I can have someone make my goddamn dinner and have some unsuspecting man on Twitter pay for it. Not Twitter, Tinder.
Drop your digits, girl. I went to, like, 8 platforms.
I try to keep it. I don't even add people that I'm dating until, like, well after. Like, they have to propose to me and marry me before I'll add them to my Facebook now.
Wow. So how many have you gained from that?
Well, I've had one proposal in my life, so clearly that did not work out. But and then what was the other thing? Other than staying the fuck home. You know, just like you can send Venmo money. You can Venmo me at
At least I had my fucking
okay.
I had my shit ready.
At Uber Alyssa, that's it. A-L-Y-S-S-A. Uber.
Listeners, if you think Alyssa's really a hero for being on the front lines of healthcare or the middle lines,
frontline adjacent. Like I'm showing up for every day.
You can start kicking her some money.
And also, why you say really? If you really think Alyssa's a hero.
No, that's fair.
I'm not a hero. I show up and I do my fucking
you
job.
Are an essential job that you have to show up and see people face to face right now in all this. You are a hero in some it's a lowercase H, but it's a thing.
I have actually been a legitimate hero before at Denver Health, at every hospital I've ever worked in. You know, I was the person that made the difference in several situations. So I'm a hero, but right now I show up, I do my job, and I go the fuck home, and I drink a bottle of wine on a webcam. So
webcam wine drinking.
It is what it is. Hey, after this, I'm going to make a shepherd's pie. You can Venmo me to buy more overpriced meat.
Buy more shepherd's.
In fairness, I meant more that the hero thing is anyway.
I'm hero adjacent.
I'm not saying you're not a hero, but it's clear.
Oh, this is a funny one.
I mean, I have sewn masks for my friends. You know, if
hang
you
on, I'm gonna share a screen real quick because I'm hijacking, but I took the world's best screenshot. I took the world's best screenshot.
Oh no. I'm afraid.
Which I think reflects an hour and 20 some odd minutes into a podcast with
a bottle of wine.
Me and Alyssa. And here is the
He's sharing the screen.
Oh wait, is that the right one? Yeah. I don't think.
Nope. I see nothing.
Yeah, we can see your screen.
No, but I fucked up what I was doing though. Hang on.
Oh, you did the cover of Wolfback Down though.
I was about to say, what's Wolfback Down then doing over there?
Why don't I keep seeing it every time I click it? Oh, there it is.
That's us.
Yeah. that's about where we are. Shannon's like, oh
just
no.
React.
And Nate's like, oh god, in this fucking podcast.
I'm just trying to force my hair to not like fall out of my mouth.
I'm about to fly to Austin regardless of everything because my hairstylist is already like, if you're clean, I'll do your hair. I already booked tickets, so
all right.
As long as nothing's too wild, I'm doing the things you're not supposed to do, and I'm not going to talk to anybody while I do it because travel's down 95%. I can social distance on a fucking plane like a boss. I'm the person who, when there's one empty seat in the whole entire plane, that fucking seat's next to me every time.
You just
because I look real bitchy when I travel, and it works, and I do it on purpose. Once we take off, I'm like, hey everybody, it's time to party because I got a whole seat between me and this motherfucker.
Shannon, do you have anything you'd like to plug?
I'd like to plug in this fucking podcast.
All right.
Can we plug Zoom?
They're fine.
If you like this show, God, I don't know why you would, but if you like it,
we're still here.
This episode, if you're down,
podcast gathering program, and then also just be good to each other. That's all I can ask at this point, because we're all in a zoo of chaos. I mean, as evidenced, we spent a good bit of time just shooting the shit. Hey, maybe next week we'll talk to you about Buffy the Vampire Slayer. I don't know.
I'm just saying, let me know whatever garbage TV you're thinking about, and I'm available regardless. Right. I literally have nothing going on other than going to work and like saving lives by treating chemo patients, whatever. It's not like I'm the one keeping your grandma or grandpa alive. Oh, wait.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
Listeners, if you like that, that's great. And hey,
if you have cancer, I will treat the shit out of you. We're gonna have the best chemo you could possibly get.
Cancer by cancer.
I'm gonna kick your cancer's ass. That's all I'm trying to say.
Thank you guys for listening so much. Bye-bye.
I miss Obama.
Vague Ideas, written and produced by me, Nate Regolia, with Shannon Page, and sometimes John Perros. Information about topics often come from Wikipedia, so hey, why not donate a bit to that? Sound effects are Creative Commons public domain. If you like this podcast, tell a few people, and subscribe, rate, and review us wherever you listen. And if you happen to like reading science fiction, check out the small press I started with my friend Sean Grokowski. You can find Spaceboy books at readspaceboy.com.